The Real Tilly Beanie by Annie Dalton.
This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB. Register charity number 226227.
Chapter 1. Rainbows Inside. Tilly Beanie was starting school, but first she had to have new shoes. Without meaning to, just by running around in them, Tilly had battered her shiny conker brown shoes into saggy old ghosts of themselves. The toes were so scruffy they'd grown soft and mossy. Recently, they'd started to bulge at the sides, where Tilly's cramped toes were trying to burst out like escaped prisoners.
"Oh, dear," said Mum. "I hadn't realized how much you'd grown, Tilly."
They were on the bus, going into town. Tilly knew her mum was worrying the shoe shop lady would tell her off for being a bad mother. With four children to bring up, Tilly's mum didn't always remember about new shoes.
"Tell her it only just happened this minute," said Tilly helpfully. "And as soon as she looks at them, I'll suck my toes in as far as I can."
Then, as the bus sailed past the park, she said,
"I have grown big, haven't I, now I'm five? Why can't I go to school all day?"
"None of the new children go all day at first," explained Mum. "You might get too tired. Doing a lot of new things all at once can be tiring, you know, Tilly. They want you to have a chance to settle in." Tilly scowled, swinging her mossy, bulgy shoes against the seat. She thought doing new things was wonderful. It was doing the same old thing.